blessing to be here together again and look into God's Word again. So let's start with a prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, God, that you're so good to us, that you keep on leading us and showing us more light as we walk in your way. And we ask again, Lord, that you would show to us your light, truth, Lord, for each one of us. The things you'd like to teach us, Lord, that we'd be open, that our hearts would be soil that you could plant seeds in, Lord. Help us to keep looking to you and be willing to follow the way you point. And be with Brother David and Brother Marcus and the brothers in Mexico, especially this weekend. And Jacobo and Mariano, as they get baptized, Lord willing, may your will be done. May your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to Romans chapter 11. And I'd like you to feel free with your thoughts this morning. If you have something to share as we go along, just feel free to raise your hand and say something. And look at it maybe a little more as a Bible study here, and just feel free. So let's start here in Romans chapter 11 with verse 20. I would just like to think, as we read here in Romans 11, verse 20, as we read the next few verses, how that we are nobody special, nobody extra special with God, but that everybody has the same opportunity that we do to follow God. Everyone has an opportunity, and we better not think that somehow that we can just keep failing and keep failing and keep not quite doing what we know that we should be doing, and somehow God will just have mercy on us and he'll just keep on leading us, because after all, we just somehow have this special place. Let's not think like that. Think presumptuously. So let's read here, 11:20. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. Just thinking of the shipwrecks of faith and people who have fallen. And how we're still trying to follow the Lord. And we need to not be high-minded, but fear. Because it's up to each person. If you're going to live righteously, God will be good toward you. But if you fall, God will be severe toward you. Verse 22, on them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. So it's up to each one of us. I just was blessed this recently in just, being me, just was having a little struggle with something or other, and I just got thinking, well, just wake up and get with it, and don't be thinking that you're somebody special. I'm no one special. You're no one special. If you don't wake up and follow and do and get the victory over these things, then you'll just fall away too, because you're no one special in and of yourself. You better just... I just was really encouraged by that thought as I was thinking, and it just helped me a lot to think like that. that I can fall away just as easily as anyone else can fall away. And if I stumble and I just allow a bitter thought or an angry thought toward my brother and just dwell in that, and somehow, what do I think is going to happen to me? The same has happened to other people who didn't really believe. Because of unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by faith. And keep in mind that faith word, what it really means, not just a thinking a certain way, but I like the saying on the back of Kevin's truck there, faith is not imagination, faith is obeying Christ. We stand by obeying Christ. That's how we stand, by obeying Christ. Be not high-minded, but fear. So if we've been spared and we're standing, thank God, but don't be high-minded, but fear, because God could just cut us off the tree too if we just insist in wallowing around in self-pity or anger or whatever that we face. And if we just keep wallowing around in that and just keep not getting the victory and just don't change our lives, we're just going to fall away too or be cut off the tree as well. We think when someone falls, we think, oh, help them up, just be kind and help them. And that's good and right for a little child that falls. But verse 22, behold therefore the goodness and severity. Think about how God is good and how God is severe. Someone falls, on them which fell, severity. So if we fall, it's our own choice. And God will be severe. But if we continue in His goodness, He'll be good to us. And also verse 23, if they would turn and repent, those who've fallen, and abide not still in unbelief, they can be grafted in again. We're no one special, but he that follows God, God will be merciful. Those that just abide in unbelief and don't change their lives, no matter who they are, God is no respecter of persons. I like what the Apostle Peter said. He said, I'm not sure if I can quote it, but he said something about, I perceive that in every nation, or God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness shall be accepted by him. It's just that simple. And also I thought about back in Genesis, how God said to Cain, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. So it's just up to us, and the ball's in our court, each one of us. This picture here in Romans 11, it's a picture of olive trees and how they prune olive trees. So they graft branches into the olive tree. But if a branch breaks off because of unbelief, it's just pruned right off. It's cut off that olive tree. Let's read another verse or two, 24. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and wert grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? See that picture of the olive tree there. And that's also the word picture that Jesus used back in John 14 about trees and pruning and so forth. I'd like to go back there. John 15 it is. The this, if you have a red letter Bible, you see that about all the words in 14, 15, and 16 are red, and 17. And then it's the crucifixion. So the last talk that Jesus had with his disciples before he was crucified. Let's just sit in and listen if we can a little bit here. I'd like to read some of this here. Let's start back in John 14. I think we'll start with verse 15 and just read through the end of the chapter and maybe read all of 15 too. Just a lot of good blessings in here for us. So listen to Jesus talking here. Let's read John 14, verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. How often does he need to tell us that? see that again and again. If you do whatsoever I command you. 15. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the Lord, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. What did you think of as we went through there? I was just encouraged with so often how he tells us, so simply, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Just over and over. And when Judas asked him his question in verse 22 back there in chapter 14, he just repeated what he had just got done saying. Did you notice that? He just repeated it over again. It's maybe in a little different words, but he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, in verse 21. And then verse 23, if a man love me, he will keep my words. 24, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And that just was repeated over and over and over down through. And so, what's the way to be, to bear fruit and stay in the vine to make sure that we're right? What's the way to do that? Right, keeping his commandments, keeping Jesus' commandments. Another way it's said is what? Down through chapter 15. He that abideth in me, that's what it means, is keeping Jesus' teachings. He that abides in Jesus, I think, is what it means. Keeping Jesus' teachings, keeping his commandments. And that's a lot easier said than done. Oh. I was doing some pruning recently in my orchard, just went out and pruned. And it just is a blessing to think about this chapter in regards to that. Every one of us is a branch in this parable. And we can either be good branches that bring forth fruit, or we can be branches that aren't bringing forth fruit, just for some reason or another. And there were some branches that I pruned that just were kind of diseased, or the bark had come off, or they were dead, or they were growing wrong, and I just went with my pruners and just cut them off. Had the children gather them up, and they threw them over on the burn pile. And that's the way it is in the kingdom of heaven. That's a good parable to think about. So if we are growing wrong and twisted, or if we're just not bringing forth any fruit, we aren't abiding in the vine, then Jesus is just going to cut us off and throw us on the burn pile. So what I guess what the really important thing here is that we, when we go from here throughout the week, that we put these things that we hear in practice each week, right? Otherwise, it's dangerous to come to church. We shouldn't be hearing or seeing any more light if we're not going to put in practice the things that we hear. We'll get deceived. We'll just start thinking that everything's okay maybe after a while when it's not. And we'll get deceived if we're not doing what we hear. Like the verse that I think Tyler maybe said last Sunday back in James says, But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So that's what Jesus was saying here in John 14 and 15. If ye keep my commandments. So, are there any other thoughts that you had? That's pretty much all that I had. Did anything impress you as we read over this? Anything you looked? Yes. I was just looking at this Matthew 7, where what you were talking about, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by the fruits ye shall know them. And it comes right after these verses that the children said in their Bible memory this morning. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The next verse, beware of false prophets. And then the next verse, ye shall know them by their fruits. So it's definitely talking about the judgment day, right? And being cast into two separate camps, either life or destruction. That's what the fruit is. If you don't bring forth fruit.
Once you cross that line, you stay without a shadow of a doubt. I go to the church every
just going that extra mile, like Jesus talked about. If we just go the first mile and do what we just have to do, you know.
Did you say something about a hybrid? No, you did think about that. This came to mind about a tree that's not buried, so just a thought. What the American church has done is just the Antichrist, which is this idea of taking something that's pure and altering it genetically. Basically, I'm going to put it in, you know, biological terms here, but you're changing it so you have something that's better. So you have church, and let's change a little of this. Change a little of this. Let's bring in some worldly music. Let's bring in a baseball little league to bring people in. Let's bring in this, and let's bring in that, and let's change that. God broke the power of sin and of death, so that now you can be righteous and live like death. So instead of that, let's just make it like, yeah, God completely wiped out all sin. So even though in theory you're living in sin because you are here on earth, in heaven there's no sin, so you're okay. So this is this hybrid. But what happens with the hybrid plant? It grows, it brings forth some sort of fruit, but it's not even real fruit, because what the seed inside of that, it can never bring forth anything. A hybrid plant, a tree that's a hybrid, or a bean plant that's hybrid, you know, it grows, it maybe puts forth fruit, it's not very even nutritious, from what I understand, it'll get you by. But you can't plant it and get something else out of it. It's just dead. It's just worthless from the very beginning to its end. And that's what American and modern Christianity has become. It is a tree that cannot produce fruit.
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
I understand that that seed will grow. It'll grow a stalk. It's a real nice stalk.
Yeah, it can't grow through that. It can't grow through that. Right? Yeah, that's good.
There's power in that original seed, that gospel that Jesus gave. If we just read it, take it literally, apply Jesus' teachings to our lives, plant that seed, there's real life there, and it'll grow and bring forth fruit. Where we read what Jesus said about, if you love me, keep my commandments, and so we start turning the other cheek and loving our enemies and loving when we feel like hating, you know, and forgiving when we feel like being bitter, just start bringing forth fruit and saying kind things when we feel like shouting or yelling, and we start returning good for evil. When we start living that way, there's power there to bring forth fruit in our lives with this simple gospel. It's still there for us if any of us want to plant it in our hearts. Thank the Lord. The real seed is still available for anyone who really wants it. Yeah, there's just plenty there. But Mariano. For those that didn't know, Olin, you might tell a little more what you went up to a summer rock concert or something. You might share a little bit about what you did.
Steve and I went to a Christian rock concert in Mount Vernon, Montana. And quite a few people that came out of the church just curious and wanted to know what we were about.
He was real honest. I mean, he said he was about to have a wife, like, when he said, start learning.
Joe, do you want to lead us in prayer?